I get it. I don't know what season of life that you're in, but I can guarantee you that you are not hanging out on the couch with zero responsibilities. As women, we are so many things to so many people. I see you. I see you doing the dishes, changing that diaper, trying to pay for your child's college. I see the exhausted grandma and the overwhelmed student. This podcast is for you. So whether you're driving in the car, getting ready for the day, or about to snuggle in the sheets, I pray that this podcast reminds you that you are so loved by the one who beautifully designed you. I am Ashley Shepherd, and this is the Beautifully Designed Podcast. Hello, ladies. I hope you're having an amazing day, and I'm very excited that this is the first episode of our fall season. Number one, I cannot believe that it is fall 2019. It's already started, and I love the fall season. It's my favorite. Now I'm just ready for some cooler weather, but I'm so excited about the things that the Lord has put on my heart to share with you in this upcoming fall season, because our family has experienced a lot of change and a lot of transition the last year, and so I cannot wait to share it with you. I can't wait to really dive deep into some topics and some things that a lot of people don't talk about, number one, but that we're going to expose and bring to light some things that women really struggle with or women really kind of keep to themselves, and we're going to bring it to light, and we're going to kind of navigate different topics and different things together. But first, what I want to do is just really remind you what the purpose of this podcast is. If you do not know anything about me, Ashley Shepherd, or Beautifully Designed Ministries, God actually started this ministry in 2015 in the fall. So we're about to hit our 4-year mark on September 15th, 2019. It'll be 4 years. And I just wanted to do an online Bible study. I thought I could gather about 100 women, but within about 4 weeks, we gathered 9,000 women in this one Facebook group. And if you know my story, you know that I said no at first. I was like, I am not Beth Moore. I can't do this. But God made it very clear from the very beginning that it was not about me and that this was an opportunity to gather women from all over the world and point every one of them to Him. And so that is the purpose of Beautifully Designed. So the last 4 years, we have been doing online Bible studies every 6 weeks. We have an amazing ministry team that leads prayer every single day, Monday through Friday, on our little Facebook group. And so the purpose of this particular podcast is really to get God's word and to encourage more women out there. I love listening to podcasts. It's one of my favorite things to do. I stick my ear pods in as I cook dinner or if I'm driving down the road. I absolutely love just hopping on 10, 15 minutes and listening to an encouraging podcast. And so what I love about the Beautifully Designed podcast is the mission. This mission, the Beautifully Designed ministry team, our mission for this podcast is to fill your soul with what matters most. There is so many things being thrown at you every single day on social media, in conversation, at work, and inside your four walls. And so we know that you are a lot of things to a lot of people. We know you wear many hats. We know that there's not a lot of opportunity where you get poured into. And so this podcast is to pour the right things into your soul that's truly going to matter most. And so you're going to hear God's word in these podcast episodes. You're going to, you know, be encouraged. You're going to be reminded who God says you are. We're going to dive into, like I said, some really kind of, I guess I could say, controversial topics this fall season, and I kind of themed it this fall. And the reason I themed it is I want to remind you after every episode what this theme is all about, because I want to remind you to do this one thing, and it's two words. Are you ready? You can write it down if you want. It's called living awake. I want to remind you to live awake. Now, I know it sounds a little odd, but the reality is if you're like me, like I was about 7 or 8 years ago, I felt like I was living asleep. I would wake up in the morning, I could not wait to go back to bed again. I was going through depression, anxiety attacks, and I felt like God couldn't use me, and I felt like I was asleep to what God had for me in my life. And the Holy Spirit awakened me years ago. And so I want to remind every single woman this fall season to live awake and to be aware of the things that the Lord has for you. Because guess what? We have our own plans, right? We may have other people that have plans for us. Maybe our boss has plans for us, our kids, our spouse, our parents. But guess what? God has so many specific things for your life, and we can be awakened to those things. The Holy Spirit, as believers, if you are a Christian, if you are a daughter of the King and you believe in Jesus Christ, that means the Holy Spirit's inside of you. And my heart and prayer is, especially as you listen to the episodes or dive into God's Word or open or get on your knees to pray or open your Bible at church or spend some time with a mentor talking about things, my hope and my prayer is that the Holy Spirit would just awaken your heart and your soul to what matters most. And that is what God is doing all around you. It's not about chasing the next thing. It's not about growing and being this person that you need to be. It's not about that. And it's all about God. And it's all about how He is using conversations and being kind and loving on people. And it's all about the small things in our day in and day out. It's the mundane laundry. It's the you know, 25,000 meals that you have to cook for your family. Maybe you're single. Maybe you're in college. It's all of the things that you're doing every single day to be God's light. Those things are what matters most. And so that's what this fall season is all about. And I want you to, what I want you to expect is I want you to just expect to feel full, because I truly believe we're all born with a void in our life that only God can fulfill. And I want this to be an opportunity and a chance for you to hit play on your little podcast app and for you to be driving down the car in the car ride or liner, getting groceries. Sometimes I'll listen to it in the grocery store, you know, cooking dinner or before you go to bed, or maybe it's when you're getting ready, you put a podcast on. But every single time you hit play on this podcast app, the Beautifully Designed Podcast, that you are reminded, number one, how loved you are, that your soul feels full because we dove into a hard topic and we're going to dive into God's Word and we're going to be reminded what God's Word says. We're going to be reminded who we are in Christ, because guess what? Our identity matters. And I just honestly wanted to reintroduce myself to you, because over the last, if you followed Beautifully Designed Ministry the last 4 years, or maybe you've known me for a lot longer than that, I have changed as a person. I have gone through a wilderness pruning season that has been one of the hardest times in my life. We are going through a hard transition in our life right now as a family of four. I have two boys. Wilson is age 10 and Levi's age 7. My husband is a corporate pilot. And we are going through some things right now. And it's been a lot. But it has been so sweet because I have felt Jesus so near every single day and every single step and every single tear and every single yell, because I have yelled. But God has been so sweet in our lives during this time. And I'm going to be sharing more things like that in our different episodes. But what I want to share with you right now is I kind of want to reintroduce myself. I'm Ashley Shepherd. I am the founder and author of Beautifully Designed Ministries. And I am here to be real and honest. I don't wear a mask. I used to say, let's take our mask off. Guess what? I've never had a mask on. My goal is to be as genuine and authentic as I can be. And I'm excited about what I'm going to be sharing this fall and what you're going to be hearing, because I truly believe that what we've gone through the last year and a half, close to 2 years, is things that I needed to write about. It's things I need to share about on these podcast episodes, because I believe it's going to speak into someone's life, and that may be you. So each episode is going to be life-giving, because it's going to be God's Word and it's going to be a reminder to be aware of what He has for you on that particular day. And so I am just a boy mom of two. I stay home with them. I recently lost my job, which is another episode for later. But so right now I'm staying home with my boys. I am growing this ministry, leading this ministry. And I am a sinner that makes a lot of mistakes, but I know that I am saved by God's grace. And I know that Jesus's blood covers me. And I'm so thankful that we always have an opportunity to grow and change through every season. And if I can tell you anything to sum up the last year and a half to 2 years of my life, is that there is a purpose for every single season, even those seasons that you can't wait to be over. There is a purpose and a plan for that. And as we navigate through this fall season, I really would love for you to grab a journal. I'd love for you to journal through some episodes and be honest of where you're at in life and allow the Lord to speak to your heart. It's not my voice that matters most. It will be God's voice. And so get you a journal if you don't have one at home. If you can write things down, or if you're driving when you listen, don't do that. But later on, just ask the Lord to speak to your heart as you listen to these episodes, because His voice is what matters most. And so another thing that you can expect this fall, yes, a different Ashley Shepherd, but you're also going to expect some awesome guest speakers. We're going to have people, we're going to have authors, we're going to have social media influencers, we're going to have speakers, we're going to have so many incredible women that is going to share their stories and their heart on these episodes in the fall. So I'm lining those up. You're going to be so blessed by them. And so I really feel like this fall 2019 season is going to be an incredible time to truly learn how to live awake. And so I hope you're excited as I am. I love each of you. I don't believe that you are here by accident. If you feel like this is life-giving to you, these episodes, please share it on social media. Share it with your friends, the women in your life, so they too can be encouraged. And also, I wanted to share with you that we do Bible studies online. And so if you're listening to this and it is September 2019, October 2019, anytime really in 2019, I would love for y'all to just go to beautifullydesigned.com and just click on Bible studies. That is where you can join in on our Bible studies. And that there's a little button there which will direct you straight to our Facebook group where we read together and we do live videos, Q&A. You can, it's really on your own schedule as far as that goes. You're going to read on your own. We start together and you read on your own. So it really kind of is very flexible if you're busy. And then we do some live videos every week just to kind of come together for Q&A and discussion. But it is just an amazing time. We are actually about to dive into Jen Wilkins' book, Women of the Word. And we're going to learn how to study God's Word with our mind, hearts, and souls. And so I'm excited about that. I love Jen Wilkin. I have been a fan of her, a fan and a friend of hers for about 4 years. And so go to beautifullydesigned.com to learn more about our Bible studies that you can be a part of online. And also we have a fall retreat coming up the first weekend in November. So if you go to the website, you'll see that. It's Awaken My Heart retreat coming up. So I wanted to invite you to that. It is in the beautiful Smoky Mountains here in East Tennessee. And so I just wanted to throw that out there and remind you ladies that there's some opportunities to truly plug in. But you know what? If you just listen to these podcasts and this is all you do, my prayer is that the Lord would speak to you. He would be so real to you and you would hear His voice and you would grow closer to Him each and every day. And that is a goal that I have had. I don't know about you, but I've had seasons the last year and a half to 2 years where I feel like I am hanging by the hem of His garment. And so we're going to dive into some topics this fall, like facing adversity, failing forward, what it looks like to let go of the past and truly have new beginnings, learning what it is to rest, living unfiltered. And also, we're going to talk about a topic this fall about being ghosted. Have you ever been ghosted before by somebody? We're going to, you know, talk more about leaving room for God in our lives and talk about how when the fog lifts and you truly see the purpose behind the tough season that you're in. And so I'm excited. I hope you are too. I love each of you. I pray for the beautifully designed women that's in our ministry, which includes all of our listeners here. So feel free to share this on social media. I am so excited to walk alongside of you this fall and to, when we wake up every single morning, that the Lord, the Holy Spirit would just say, it's time to live awake. Wake up, open your eyes, not to what's in front of you, but what God has for you that particular day. So live awake, ladies. I love you, and I hope everyone has a wonderful day.
Thank you for tuning in with me today. I hope the space brings grace, rest, and truth to you every time we meet here. To learn more about the Beautifully Designed community, our online Bible studies, and the Beautifully Designed book, you can go to beautifullydesigned.com. Y'all be blessed. Thank you for tuning in with me today. I hope the space brings grace, rest, and truth to you every time we meet here. To learn more about the Beautifully Designed community, our online Bible studies, and the Beautifully Designed book, you can go to beautifullydesigned.com. Y'all be blessed.